All right, says the succubus from above you. I can see the usual has happened. I didn't see to affairs in my own house, and you got some confused ideas. So you should just keep going. Let her get you off. She likes it. She likes everything about you, and that way I only need to do the bare minimum. I can hear what she's thinking. Oh, don't get up. She's clearly enjoying herself, and she's blameless in this. That's right. Ooh, these bunny ears are soft. Good girl. You keep enjoying yourself down there. Now you. So it seems you closed my portal. It's not a problem. I can get home and back all I want. I lied about you leaving the summoning open a crack. I closed it to cover my tracks. Oh, look. Look, her eyes are focusing. She just recognized me, so let's just table that for now, okay? Her name is Shelley, by the way. Here, I'm just gonna slide up behind you and... Yeah. The second misapprehension you had was that you were at all in charge of this place. This isn't somewhere I squat. This isn't your house that happens to have an unwelcome guest. This is an incursion onto Earth. This is a new demesne of hell. An embassy. A way station. I live here. Think of it as my summer palace. Now I'm going to kiss the nape of your neck and rub your nipples. That much and nothing more. And it will still be far too much for you to take. Okay, Shelley looks kind of scared in between the moans. It's okay, Hunbun. I don't blame you. But you have to stay here. Oh, the bunny girl's moving in, by the way. I like her, and I can't have her going back and telling any of the courtiers where I'm hanging out. I need the vacation. Now, as I said, Shelley will do all the work down below. I'm just going to be kissing your neck and rubbing these nips for now. Here, let's just click this into place. A little collar to drive the point home. I'll have one for that girl as well, but it would get in the way right now, considering our position. Both to enforce the staying on Earth and for the aesthetic. It always happens, you know. Someone gets ideas above their station. Don't moan so piteously, yeah. That's what it feels like when I get even slightly serious. My fingers on your nipples, every nerve ending connected to them lights up. If I applied my lips, it might feel better than what Shelley's doing to you now, even if she tried her best. I don't buy into the idea succubi should necessarily be charming or have much decorum. That was never a rule I expected people to follow, but she really is desperate, isn't she? Look at her drooling everywhere. Eternally in bunny girl heat, by the way. Result of mingled genes and these ears. Here, touch them. A rather extreme erogenous zone. I'm gonna keep kissing your neck now. Try not to pass out. And to make it easier for you to bear, I'll use just one hand on your nipples. Move back and forth. Rest the other one on your thigh to keep you moving and grinding on her. We have many tools at our disposal, you know. You're already breathing me in. Your vigor increasing. You thought her aura was powerful. An intuitive understanding of your erogenous zones comes with the package. Have you noticed how her pussy squeezes in just the right spots to keep you hard? She wants you. Nerve endings, what gets you off? We know, we can see them. And I can remap your body a little bit. I don't think she can, but I can see how to push these sensory systems on the fly. Keep the pheromones coming in. Your body's already predisposed to fuck, to seek pleasure. The pheromones just put you in touch with your own inclinations and priorities and move them to the forefront. And then I pinch your nipple like so, and the thrill. The second I apply pressure with my fingers, your whole body was more concentrated on your nipple than it was on anything Shelley's doing, wasn't it? Here, let me tug your collar. Feel it. That's all the excess magic I've leached into you to make you able to stand things over time. It still might be years before I can actually fuck you without you dying, but a little bit of magic now and then, spreading through your body, enhancing. Yeah, I'm not gonna fuck like some horny teen. You have to wait. That's partly because I'd wreck you. Gotta get you ready. It does take time, so she can be a helper in the meantime. She's still putting her excess energy into you. It's funny to watch. I have never seen a succubus just push it all out. That's why she's an F-rank. The only F-rank, by the way. Can't drain energy, ends up feeding her partner, but she's got so much of it, it doesn't matter. I don't think she's ever been summoned. How did you even get this? With your level of skill, you should have been able to get E, maybe D? I mean, I know why I ended up here. Because you sprang for ritzy components, and one of my bones was actually in the box, but Did you draw the sacred circle with ketchup instead of blood? You did. Wait, does that mean we're out of ketchup? I got the good fries. Shit. Yeah, I went to the store. Anyway. Okay. Punishment. Yeah. Here we go.